Consumers have gotten so comfortable buying things on the internet that the number of online purchases has doubled in the last 3 years. Although online sales account for only 2% of overall purchases, the percentage is steadily increasing. One internet site offering comparison shopping now features more than 30 million products. That's compared to 5 million products just a year ago. Chuck Davis is CEO of that website called BizRate.com. He says about half of U.S. households now buy online.
If there's something you want, you don't think twice about it. You go online now to buy it. And in the old days, you thought about it. And you had to figure out, am I going to buy online? Am I going to do it offline? Maybe I should lump it in with other things. There's less of that today. Having the broadband and the computer always on helps a lot, too.
So when you say that with more people having broadband, the computer's already on, does that mean people are sitting up at midnight doing their purchasing at a time they never could in a store?
We do see strange patterns like that. On Monday, which is traditionally a very big online shopping day, we saw it equal the peak spike at 9 p.m. at night. Now, 9 p.m. at night on a weeknight has two issues to it. One is a lot of people go out and shop at retail and the lines are big or they don't know if they got the right price, so they then come home and try to buy the item online. The second thing that happens with that spike at night, you get the Johnny goes to sleep syndrome. A lot of parents wait till the kids go to sleep to buy things.
Is there also a new group buying today? I mean, are there possibly like women who finally jumped on board this idea after hesitating?
The people who bought 5 years ago were men. 61% of all buyers were men, and they just kind of bulldozed their way through and they bought computers and electronics, and that was the heavy stuff that was really online 5 years ago. You fast forward to today, and we're going the complete other direction. Earlier this week, women accounted for 68% of all sales online. 68! They were 39% 5 years ago. So women control purse strings overall in the economy, and now they've taken it online.
Well, what's the change? I mean, what brought that broadening about?
Women have come online for a couple reasons. One, their products that they like to buy are now available. The broadening of what type of products are available is the big breakthrough this year versus last year. Second, they're on a budget. Every consumer's on a budget. The way the consumer shops online is they look at four different stores before pulling the trigger and buying. They might type in Eddie Bauer, Lands' End, et cetera. They'll do four sites, and then they narrow it to two, and then they buy from one. It's like their own little final four of shopping. And let's face it, the economy is still bumpy. And when the economy is bumpy, consumers want to stretch their savings and their wallet a little further to buy as much as possible for as little as possible. And online affords that opportunity better than anywhere else.
Chuck Davis, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Chuck Davis is the CEO and president of the comparison shopping site, BizRate.com.